This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Streaming music services continue to look like the future of listening. Digital album download sales were down almost 12% this year, and single track sales down even more, suggesting that people like to pay for a service and just stream instead of paying for digital copies of what they like. But there's an interesting number for one particular genre of digital downloads. Salsa music, up 14% last year. Could the Latin market improve the industry's outlook? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Google, I want to go salsa dancing tonight for any major American city, and you're likely to turn up a place like this. It's a popular club in Los Angeles that's packed several nights a week with dancers spinning, dipping, and flipping their partners across the floor. Learning to do this flashy, athletic, and intimate dance form takes time and money. Sarah Riddle owns the Viscount Studio in Portland, Oregon. She's done a good business teaching salsa to Latinos and others, even through the recession.
People are struggling, and they want to spend money on things that feel good. And so there's an increase in that market.
The Latin market, not just salsa from the Caribbean, but also Mexican regional music, is one of the bright spots for the industry. Latin digital music sales were up twice as much as the rest of the market last year. Consultant Peggy Dold says the Hispanic market skews young. Latinos listen to radio, use online streaming services like Pandora, watch music and dance videos more than other ethnic groups. And the music itself plays a part.
It's incredibly seductive. I mean, it's so rhythmic. Nobody can not move when you hear, phenomenally played salsa music.
Salsa is now expanding across the U.S. and overseas, with flashy competitions hosted in Japan, Germany, Morocco. In Portland, Oregon recently, partner teams from as far away as Idaho and British Columbia spent hundreds of dollars on travel and sequined costumes to compete. The Latin rap artist Carcelo was in town from New York showcasing his urban salsa, a crossover genre.
So now we're taking salsa to a pop culture level by English rapping, but with traditional salsa music. Salsa is here to stay, and it's going to just get bigger.
At a time when the music market overall is struggling, that's one sweet note for the industry. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.